Well, today we welcome again Councillor Margot Davis, Mayor of Cleanliness, and Bernard Smith, General Manager. Some of the topics from the last council meeting last week: the availability of council business papers, they can view them at the library.
All the business papers are published online on the website, so that's where you can download the papers, but you can also access the webcast. Mm-hmm. So you can watch it live at the time through that webcast, or indeed you can watch it afterwards when it's been published.
Looking more at the people that may not have that capacity, that if they just simply want to drop in and somewhere.
Yeah, they can drop into Town Hall as well. Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. Level 2 water restrictions. We've really got a community-wide problem with a drought, which is, I think we can really declare it a drought. It's at this stage of the year. The Level 2 water restrictions involve, Bernard?
Yes, look, the level of the Beardy Waters Weir is continuing to drop, and we have thresholds where when the water level reaches a certain point, we introduce restrictions. It met the threshold for level 2 about a week and a half ago. We're obviously actively monitoring it, and we believe that if we don't get any decent rain in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we'll have to go to level 3. But I'd encourage everyone to look at the website, look at the information about what the restrictions do involve, but it does effectively say we don't want anyone watering during the day. Okay. But it is quite a serious situation, and we're continuing to actively monitor it.
Thank you. Now, the escape rooms on East Avenue, I gather, calling for people, organisations who might be able to look at an alternative use. What's the situation?
That's not a council-run project, that one.
Right, but it was a council grant originally, was
originally,
it?
Originally, there was a council grant to partner with a business provider to create the escape room, something more to do for the community, but it's no longer a council project. It's a private enterprise.
So the private enterprise is dealing with this, and they'd obviously own the building now and so on, I'd imagine.
I believe they own the building, but, yeah, it's not a council-run thing anymore.
No, that clarifies that. Now, the item that's been on the books for a little while, it's item 7.4 on page 15, council name change. Now, that's been before council. What's the end result?
Because of the resolution, was first to consult with the community, and then if that resolution went through, then the report would come back again to make the final decision. Right. But the decision at the last council meeting was to not consult with the community. So now it's not going ahead at all.
Okay, that clarifies where we're at. Thank you, Margo. Moving on, we can perhaps deal with these all as one topic. A number of AGMs, and I take it council has 12 community committees of council, and a number have had their AGMs, Australia Day, Access Committee, Library, Glencoe Hall and Saleyard. So all of those have had their AGMs and are functional.
Yes, that's really good. I mean, there's five committee AGMs that happened in between the council meetings, and they were all fully endorsed. And I do want to thank all of the people that volunteer their time on those committees, because they are an important part of council, understanding what the community needs, understanding where there might be some challenges that we can help address, and certainly contributes to widespread community acknowledgement and also participation in decision-making of council. The points of view of these committees is really important and taken seriously by council. So I do want to really thank those volunteers that are on those committees. Without them, we wouldn't have that broader consultation on a regular basis.
Good. And I note with the Saleyards, the recent month, the throughput something between 6,000 and 8,000 cattle. And it's in some respects, a different way of selling, and it's worked well. And at this time where people have just got to unload cattle, if water runs out, it's got to be done quickly. And being able to get them off quickly and in town is a great advantage. I think it points to just another avenue, another aspect of the use of the yards that we wouldn't have thought of earlier, perhaps.
Yes, well, in some respects, it's unfortunate the numbers were so high because, as you said, it's because the rural community is going to unload the stock, and it was just coincided with the wiener sales. We did bring them forward by a few weeks because of that demand. But yes, it's an excellent use of the sale yards. You know, council is undertaking a strategic review of the sale yards at the moment, as it should, of all of its facilities, because the way yards have operated have changed enormously over the last 20 or 30 years, but they've certainly come into their own due to the unfortunate dry.
Yes, it's very difficult, and that difficulty, drought conditions, of course, flows right through to the whole community and into the retail sector and all. Moving on, page 56, item 713, Roads Consultative Committee, revised terms of reference, and I take it that the ability is there now to look at the constraints of the farmer representatives and council timelines as well, so that hopefully the quorum should be available more readily.
Yes, we wanted to reinvigorate the committee, look at the terms of reference. It is, in its essence, an advisory committee, and look at making sure that council staff were presenting the reports in that committee meeting so that they can play that role well and effectively. But as we've previously said, as it came to council to potentially dissolve that, the committee members do need to turn up, and so that we have a quorum, because there is a stipulation that if you don't get a quorum for three meetings, then it's reassessed. So we didn't want to do that at the time. We wanted to give it another chance to function well. And this terms of reference is there to guide what the committee's role is and to try and get it to operate in a way that is really beneficial to everyone, community and council.
Right. Okay, moving on. Item 7.2 on page 67, Capital Works Program. I notice a number of street projects, rehabilitations, and well and truly underway. Good to see.
Yes, we've been very active in recent times. Of note in the report were the work we've done on Hamels Lane, as well as the northern end of Grey Street. But of course, at the moment, we're doing a lot of work up in Railway Street and also in Bourke Street. You know, both projects around, you know, refurbishing our infrastructure which is worn out, but also putting some effort into the sort of finished product of these roads as well.
Right.
It was a good news report, and yes, council's certainly active out there at the moment.
Okay, moving on to the Glenelg Highlands Hub.
Yeah, the Highlands Hub, the good news about it is that utilisation has increased, but we're not seeing that convert into income. That's why, as part of the next year's fees and charges that happens as part of the operational plan and budget review, we'll be reviewing those fees and charges so that we can see that value coming through. And certainly the marketing engagement plan is a solid plan to address some of the issues around promotion of that venue and increasing utilisation a bit more. So council requested in the meeting that we really focus on the execution of that. But certainly the report does show some positive utilisation signs.
Okay, moving on. Now, Glenelg and Sports Ground, obviously quite a few steps in this process. The next one's a required public hearing to move this on so the sports can continue and the council involvement can be clarified.
Yeah, this is this report was basically to endorse putting out on public exhibition the plan of management, which is a really meaty document. Plan of management's take a while to do, and I want to thank the staff for their work on that. So the next step is to have a public hearing, and that'll be announced by council soon. So I do encourage everyone to go online, have a look at the plan of management, come along to the public hearing and make sure their voices are heard, and any substantial changes will then be brought back to council.
Lee's Sports Ground, and of course we've got a number around the district there, they're a focal point for that, not only just that locality but beyond, and they do provide certainly a very interesting entertainment and involvement.
Yeah, they are a really important part of living in a rural community. They host events, they have committees. I believe Glencoe Sports Ground as well had a committee meeting Sunday before last, and so that's good that there's a new committee formed there as well to activate that sports ground too. I remember going to Horse horse events there as a kid. It's a great venue, and we have lots of good sporting grounds around the community. And they build culture. They build connection. Mm. It's a place for people to talk and catch up, and especially in tough times like the cost of living, you know, if we're going into drought as well, it's important that the community connect with each other and support each other. And these sports grounds are part of that story.
Yes, certainly they form a very important part of a social networking.
Yeah.
Well, that brings to a close all of the items. Thank you both. We'll catch up again next month.
Thank you very much.
Margot, thank you, Bernard.
Thank you.